This is Dr. DeSoto with another piece of information from the case files of Nick Guy, Private Eye. The Nick Guy, Private Eye apologetics series combines humor with adventure to equip the church to defend the Christian faith. These daily case files are designed to present you with the facts Nick Guy has uncovered in his investigations. And now, here's today's report. What has been called the Lord's Prayer, found in Matthew 6, begins with these words: Our Father, who art in heaven. For Christians living in the 21st century, the idea of calling God our Father is pretty routine, and we generally don't think much about it. But in the first century, no one would dare call God their Father. It's hard for us to fully appreciate how radical this opening line was. At that time, calling God your Father would have been considered blasphemous. In fact, we find in John 5:18 that when Jesus referred to God as his Father, the religious leaders were calling for his execution. But in Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7, the Apostle Paul writes that God sent forth his Son to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. So you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir through God. This stands as one of the most amazing things about the saving work of Jesus Christ. Not only are our sins forgiven, but the righteousness of Christ is imputed to us. Not only did he take from us the penalty for our sins, but he gave to us his righteousness. So we stand spotless before God, becoming heirs of the kingdom and sons and daughters by adoption. Well, to find out more about this topic or the Nick Guy Private Eye Apologetic Series, visit our website at nickguy.net and discover that sometimes the most amazing things must be true.